This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Live, you dial toll free if you want to join us or don't. It's up to you. With you here tonight, it's Ian
and Mark,
and you can take control of the airwaves. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. Our toll free number is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can bring up anything you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. I saw a clip last night. It was actually Vincent, former co-host here, who's continued, by the way, doing his own show on DLive like three times a week now.
Oh, awesome.
And he's always collecting interesting video clips. And he shared this one with me. I don't know if you've heard this one yet, but it apparently was an interview on ABC News with this Dr. Fauci guy. I guess he's like some top big wig with the federal government, some kind of doctor.
I like how in touch you are with what's going on in the country.
So yeah, I don't care who these politicians are. Really, they mean nothing to me.
I understand.
I've heard his name here and there with this whole COVID
thing. Yeah, it's really hard to dodge this particular name. He's been integral within the Trump administration. The Trump administration's been trying to sort of, you know, control what he says and can't do that very well. And he's been trying to, you know, encourage lots of rules. I think now he's saying that people should wear goggles.
That's what I've got tonight, as a matter of fact. Here he is.
Eye protection is recommended.
You know, it might. I mean, if you really want perfect protection of your mucosal surfaces, just for your audience, Jen, as you very well know, you have mucosa in the nose, mucosa in the mouth, but you also have mucosa in the eye. And that's one of the things that, you know, theoretically you should protect all the mucosal surfaces. So if you have goggles or an eye shield, you should use it. I mean, it's not universally recommended, but if you really want to be complete, you should probably use it.
So if you don't put on goggles, you mask people out there that believe that the mask is going to, like, save your grandma from imminent doom or whatever it is that you know, this whole virtue signaling that people have been doing, showing that they care. Oh, I'm wearing a mask because I care about people. You people without masks, you don't care about people, this mentality. Well, if I don't see all you people wearing goggles now, because this doctor guy, he's an expert, and he says you got to wear goggles if you want to be complete, if you want to be protected. Now, if you don't care about your grandmother, then don't put the goggles on. But if you care about other human beings, you better start walking around wearing goggles or a face mask shield thing or whatever, something that covers your eyes up, is what he's saying.
Well, he's also saying it's not universally recommended.
Not yet.
Yeah.
But that's how it starts, right? Where there's some goon at the government, federal government, says a thing, and then other goons start to copy what that person says, and people start to do what they're told.
Yeah, I think that I would like to see studies on the use of face shields, because at this point, to me, that seems like a totem, you know, like a good luck charm, as opposed to something that would actually have, you know, a big effect. I mean, how often do you get it in the eye when somebody's talking through a mask?
Well, but that presumes that everybody else has a mask on. So wouldn't the eye shield protect you from...
No, you can see whether or not people have a mask on, and you can choose not to stand within 6 feet of them.
You could, but there's some places where those people...
And by the way, I think this whole 6 feet thing, you need to understand, the reason you're standing 6 feet away isn't because the human body is radiating at a 6 foot radius some kind of deadly poison. Mm-hmm. The reason is because, you know, spittle comes out of your mouth and vapor comes out of the mouth and these sorts of things. Vapor, I don't think, is much of a problem unless you're in a building for a long period of time. But spittle certainly can be a problem if you take it in the eye or something like that. But
see, you need a goggle.
No, I don't.
Well, if somebody spits in your eye, you could get COVID and then kill your grandmother. Well, you don't care about your grandmother.
The chances, my mother is 79. My grandmother's long dead.
You don't care about your mother.
Right. And what I would say to that is that, first off, you're talking about the chances of a person having COVID right now has got to be somewhere around 1 in 100. So you're already talking about a 99% survival rate.
If it just saves one grandmother,
well,
isn't it worth it for everyone to wear goggles? I thought you'd be in favor of the goggles, Mark, considering how
in favor of the face masks, sunglasses, sock hats, and masks in wherever you go. That way, they have no idea who you are. I mean,
but you got to seal up the eyes. You can't just be getting away with sunglasses. You got to completely seal them up.
No, a face guard.
You got to be complete.
The face shields he's referring to, and goggles that he's referring to. He's talking really about eye protection. So these things are all vented. You wouldn't do swimming goggles, like a 12-year-old at the pool. I suppose they would, and you're welcome to do it. But
I haven't seen this yet. How come people aren't putting goggles on? They are obviously not taking this seriously enough. Bill Gates says the United States is not taking this seriously enough, so it's time to crack down. We need to have goggle mandates now.
I was in a store in...
You need to walk around with an entire body condom. You know what? Let's go all the way. How about one of those balls? Yeah, those things are pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
Where you like get in a little human
hamster
ball.
Giant, transparent, bouncy ball thing.
We need to just redo every
store. Everybody should have one.
Every store needs to be redone so there's enough aisle space so we can have two
round
people.
Round doors.
We can, big round doors. Two people going in every aisle, you know, because you got to be able to cross each other. And if you're in the big balls, you're protected. You don't have to worry about pushing up against the other side of the aisle like so many scared little people do. Acting like they're going to get infected.
The aisles are... Make them all the one ball width, one length, and that way people can't pass each other and get within 6 feet.
Yeah, but you're in a ball, so it doesn't matter.
It matters. Remember radiation. People are literally standing 6 feet from the back of other people in line.
Yeah.
I mean, why? Why are you standing 6 feet? Because now they have stickers on the floor is the reason.
Because somebody will get offended if you don't.
Right. You're not causing them to catch the disease by standing within 6 feet of them. It's when you're face-to-face that you want 6 feet in between. Because then the spittle, you know, falls to the ground as opposed to anything else. Especially outside. I mean, literally, people. I mean, seriously. At this point, you're talking about good luck methods. You're talking about the equivalent of crossing yourself. It's nothing to it. Most of this stuff is just in your head. Yes,
yeah.
I do think it's a good idea to wear masks indoors, but outside,
I don't think so. It's ridiculous.
The reason you don't want to wear
masks. Pure paranoia, and no one was wearing masks during flu season over the entirety of our lives.
That's true.
No one was wearing masks when they had a cold.
They weren't doing it in America. They were doing it in Asia.
Yeah.
And now,
and if it's something you want to do on your own because you're sick and you want to prevent other people from being sick and you got to go out, fine, whatever. Do what you want.
The problem with this virus is you don't know when at least five days, you don't know if you've got it or not.
Yeah, well, I don't care.
I know.
Okay? If you're going to get it, you're going to get it. If not, then, you know, if you don't want to get it, then go ahead and quarantine yourself and make sure you stay away from any human contact whatsoever and see if you don't go insane as a result of that. Because, you know, people are kind of social animals and they are really kind of supposed to be together and to help each other out and, you know, we're not supposed to be alone, but that's what they're trying to encourage people to do is completely shut themselves off from other human beings. Now, by wearing goggles, this guy, this Fauci on ABC News talking with some woman in a lab coat. And so how many people are going to take this seriously? I don't know. I mean, we're living in this strange, bizarre, dystopian, medical authoritarian nightmare, and it just keeps getting worse. We had an activist today who was kicked out of the mailbox store here in town. A lot of the local activists have private mailboxes at this little mailbox shop. There's nowhere else in town you can go for that service. It's the only one place that – we used to have two places, but the one closed like a decade ago. And apparently they kicked him out and said, you need to just take your box out of here and – we don't want your business anymore, essentially was what he was told, because he didn't wear a mask, and I guess he went inside. Now, I went to that same place this week. I opened the door up and sort of spoke to them on the threshold, because it says, no, you know, you got to have a mask, so...
No mask, no service.
You know, I tried to call in, but their internet was down, so their phones weren't working, so I was like, yeah, I tried calling you 3 times. Here I am. So they brought all my stuff out to me. So now they're working harder, rather than just letting me go in and check my own mailbox. Now they have to bring stuff out to me. Silly. 855-450 free. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here and bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet, and chewing the hair right off of his legs, being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.com.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy, you want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. The IRS is requesting information about privacy cryptos from people that are still filing their income tax forms. Coinbase may be planning to go public on the stock market this year. Stablecoin Tether is now circulating on the Bitcoin Cash network. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com. Log on now at news.bitcoin.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want right here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Join us there at discord.lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And if you want more businesses accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash and Dash, and even Bitcoin SV and the original Bitcoin, although I can't imagine anyone is paying for anything with the original Bitcoin these days.
I don't know what the transaction fees are, but I bet they're
around $5
yeah.
right about now. So yesterday the average fee was over $5. And that was the average fee. The median fee was like $3.50, roughly. So it's really high. And if the price keeps going up, and there's no reason why it won't, you're likely going to see even more ridiculous Bitcoin BTC fees. But that's why AnyPay exists. AnyPay actually launched back in summer of 2017 when Bitcoin was starting to really become broken. With its ridiculous fees just going up and up and up. I think AnyPay started when Bitcoin was at about $5 for a Bitcoin fee. Mm. That's when AnyPay launched, and AnyPay was the first payment system to give people a choice. Because prior to AnyPay, it was all Bitcoin on all whatever few payments, you know, point-of-sale systems existed for accepting crypto payments in real life. There weren't that many of them, but the ones that did exist were Bitcoin only. And Bitcoin was basically dead as a payments platform, if you will.
Yeah.
And so AnyPay, it launched with two choices at the time. They now have several, but it was Dash, actually, that they launched with alongside of the original Bitcoin, and it gave people the opportunity to actually go back to using cryptocurrency, to pay for things with crypto easily, with low fees, and get it done seamlessly. So AnyPay is still out there. They're doing great. They've got even more options now, including their AnyPay Cash Register app. And you can easily download that for your favorite device, whether it's your point-of-sale system, tablet, or whatever at the front of your house in your restaurant, or it's your own personal phone that, let's say you're a plumber or some service provider, you're going to your customers' houses. You just have the app right there on your phone, and it's super easy to accept crypto payments. I've got it on mine, and, you know, I don't have a business or anything like that, but if somebody needs to pay me with crypto, it's easiest if I just pull up AnyPay. It's just, boom, you're right there. You punch in the amount you want, and you get a QR code that's custom for that sale.
It is easy to use, that's for sure.
It's super easy. Get over and grab that AnyPay Cash Register app and get started with AnyPay. Just search for it on your Google or Apple App Store, or go to AnyPayInc.com, AnyPayInc.com. Coming up, Dunkin' Donuts looking to close 800 Dunkin' locations. We'll tell you more about that. But we were just talking about, once again, these damn masks. There was a Chris Wade, who's our Friday night co-host. I think he's back this week. He was out last week. But he doesn't really understand why people are so critical of the masks, at least within our little group of activist types. It seems like most of us are firmly against the masks. I would say you and Chris are sort of in the out group of being in favor of the masks. And he just couldn't really understand why people consider this to be so important. Well, number one, this is an area where we have had freedom, and now they're trying to take it away. So, for instance, there's a lot of places where they've already taken away freedom for generations. So he brought up
like
some
wearing
examples.
Pants.
He brought up some examples like driver's licensing, putting government plates on your car, these things that everybody just sort of does out of habit because that's the way it's always been, at least in our lifetimes. Well, if they were trying to impose something like that upon us now, like they do frequently with, like, internet crackdowns, well, we oppose those things.
Yeah, you wouldn't want to do the thing that, you know, you wouldn't want to do the thing because, or at least do it so often, because you would want to flex your freedom muscles. If you don't flex your freedom muscles, you don't get to keep them. Now, the thing is that they, the government has gotten really, the people in the government, the most successful organized crime syndicate in a given geographic area, those people have gotten to be very successful at passing sort of mandates. Mm-hmm. And they don't do it generally by mandating themselves. They do it by mandating the businesses mandate.
Mm-hmm.
So they turn the businesses themselves into their enforcement wing.
Unpaid enforcers.
Unpaid enforcers.
Yeah, so you do our dirty work, and we won't even pay you for it.
Right. And
if you don't do it, we're going to, hurt you.
But if you don't do it, you don't get to open up.
Right.
And that's what they want to do more than anything. So they're like, all right,
we'll
do it. We'll tell people they can't come in so long as, we can open our store and we can make some business.
Right.
And look, I get it. You want to do business. There's nothing wrong with that particular thing. Now, when it comes to masks, I'm of the opinion that masks worn inside or when you're, standing within 6 feet of somebody, even outside, prevent spittle and these sorts of things. Fine. But I believe it should be a choice. I think it's possible to both be against a mask mandate and for people wearing masks under certain circumstances. Mm-hmm. At the same time.
And I think that both you and Chris are of that same belief system.
Sure, and I'm not trying to distance myself from Chris's opinion here on the air. I'm just trying to say that, hey, I get it. I get why people are choosing not to do it, but I wish that that's the reason that they would claim. So you claim it's anti-human, which is fine. Mm-hmm. Like you're saying, yep, if I can't see somebody's face, I can't connect with them the same way as I could if I could see their face. Fine. I think that's a fine reason. Second reason is I'm standing against this because it's an intrusion. It's government tyranny. And if we don't stop it now, then
it's an intrusion upon one of the most fundamental freedoms, or at least the perception of freedom. And that is your ability to decide what goes on your body. Now, the government gang has been intrusive in so many different ways. They intrude into your finances, they intrude into your business, they intrude into your personal life as far as, your relationships, your children, families. There's all kinds of government intrusions into our life. But one of the things that, at least in the United States, that has been left alone is you can generally adorn yourself with the things you want to adorn yourself with. You want to have a tattoo? You want to put a piercing through your ears? You want to have a t-shirt that has an offensive word on it? Most of the time, that's going to be protected by, the First Amendment, freedom of speech, that whole idea. And that's good. We want to have the ability for people to express themselves. The freedom of speech is an important thing to keep safe. This is the government telling you what to wear. So instead of telling you, hey, you can't wear that shirt with the middle finger on it, or you can't wear that shirt that says F the police on it, or whatever they might have said at some point in the past to some people.
As that happens.
This has happened.
That used to be one.
Yeah. But now they're saying this is what you must wear. So they're mandating a specific form of adornment on one's body. And so it's just on that basis alone, it's a fundamental violation of your right to decide who you are and how you express yourself, let alone the whole thing that I've already mentioned a myriad of times, and that is that it is dehumanizing. Now, some could argue that, well, if you just wear a face shield, there's a gentleman in our Twitch chat room who's talking about how he loves the face shield, and that would be like the sort of the plastic looking shieldy thing that sort of wraps around, your face, but doesn't, likely restrict breathing as much as the mask might restrict breathing. You can certainly see people's facial expressions, so arguably that sort of addresses that particular issue, but it still is a violation of your right to express yourself or to not express yourself in the way that you want with the things that you want to add to your body or subtract from it. 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. And now the city of Keene, a little Keene, New Hampshire, where we do this show, they're talking about a mask mandate coming up.
Ancestry, the global leader in family history and consumer genomics, released results of a survey commissioned to understand how consumers viewed their health risks during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to results, almost half of all Americans and nearly 50% of parents said the COVID-19 pandemic has increased their interest in understanding their possible genetic health risks. Dr. Ron Park, Executive Vice President of Health and DNA at Ancestry.
The COVID-19 pandemic has made clear to many people the importance of taking proactive actions to protect their health and their family's health. The survey shows that this applies to not only concerns specific to COVID-19, but also other health issues such as genetic risks.
Ancestry Health, launched last year to increase access to personalized preventive health care, will soon be powered by next-generation sequencing, an advanced technology that provides a comprehensive analysis of inherited health risks. Visit Ancestry.com/health.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Speaking at the White House Thursday afternoon, President Trump says he wants to work with Democrats to help people affected by the coronavirus.
Second, we're asking Democrats to work with us to find a solution that will temporarily stop evictions. We do not want people who have lost their jobs due to the virus to be evicted from their homes or apartments. We don't want that to happen.
Education Secretary Betsy DeVos says kids need to return to classrooms this fall for a sense of normalcy.
Kids need to be with other kids. They need to be back in school. They need to be with their teachers. They need to get on with their lives.
DeVos speaking there on Fox News. That news comes as the American Federation of Teachers Executive Council passed a resolution that says safety strikes can happen if there's no other options. You're listening to USA Radio News. Businessman and former Republican presidential hopeful Herman Cain has died at the age of 74 after contracting COVID-19. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
Herman Cain graduated from Morehouse College in 1967 and had corporate success with companies from Coca-Cola to Burger King before becoming CEO of Godfather's Pizza. He ran for the GOP White House nomination in 2000 and 2004, then got lots of attention in 2012 when he ran on his 999 tax proposal.
Let's throw out the 10 million word mess and put in our plan, which will liberate the American workers and liberate American businesses.
For you, USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz is praising the closure of a Houston Chinese consulate. Cruz writing in the Houston Chronicle that there's plenty of proof that the Chinese were spying on American cities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. Discord.lrn.fm. You can go hop in there, interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. There's a lot of conversation. It's like round the clock almost there.
Yeah.
At the Discord. So anytime you pop
it's
in.
It's one of the largest libertarian Discords on the internet, right?
That's what I've heard. I don't know if it's large.
A Discord is on Discord, yeah. So, you know, whatever.
It's big, so there's always something there fresh that you can read and interact with others. You can post show prep suggestions. There's a great little news story show prep room that is a real treasure trove.
It's
great. Of show prep people.
I want to say real quick, thanks to all the trolls that post off in there. it's a great place to mine for show prep.
Well, they know what we like, yeah. So they tend to post some stuff that we're more likely to use. 855-450-FREE. In fact, we're going to go to that Discord server here in just a moment for our next call, but I do want to make sure you know about Intercoin. Thanks to Intercoin, every member of a community can receive a periodic airdrop of money that can be used on necessities. The UBI can be funded by outside donors or by the community democratically voting to gradually inflate their internal money supply. Community currencies powered by Intercoin enable currency or communities to help their own without waiting for the federal government and without disincentivizing paid work. Their arrangement is completely voluntary and democratic. Intercoin is attempting to regain some of our freedoms that are threatened on the internet and in meat space. And we think that's important on Free Talk Live, so we accepted $40,000 worth of Intercoin tokens from Intercoin Incorporated for advertising. If you think freedom is important too, check out Intercoin at intercoin.org. You can invest in this project and potentially make big gains or just be involved and perhaps shape its future. Intercoin.org. We go to Derek J. Freeman. He is calling us from the Seacoast in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Derek, you're on our Discord lines. Go ahead.
Hi, guys. I have some good news. I am no longer a criminal in the eyes of the state. So
wow.
After 8 years. Yeah. It's true.
All you had to do was pay him off, right?
Well, and file some paperwork and wait for some time and be on good behavior, not have any arrests. And
yeah.
I just wanted to let people know that this is possible. I did it myself. I didn't hire an attorney. I was arrested several times. I was charged with about 16 crimes. They were on my record. So was my jail time.
Victimless crimes, I'd like to add.
Difficult.
Victimless crimes.
Yeah. It's an important distinction to make.
You didn't hurt anyone.
Yeah, no, of course, and people can see all my crimes. They were recorded on video at victimlesscrimesfree.com. It's an entertaining movie, 90 minutes.
It sure
free.
Is, and you can see it on YouTube at Victimless Crime Spree, you know.
And that's the only evidence left of these so-called crimes. They've been wiped off your record now.
Right, because there's this weird legal fiction. So once what's called an annulment happens, where a judge stamps a piece of paper and says, you know, wipe this off this guy's record, and then you pay the state police, and they do the job of actually wiping it off, then it's expunged.
Gone.
And when you're asked, yeah, if you're asked, have you ever been arrested? Now, legally, the
answer is no.
Yeah, that's what I think he was saying there, but we lost some packets there. You were saying the answer is legally no. So even though you've been through the process of being handcuffed, put in the back of a cruiser, actually in one case thrown off your knocked off your bicycle and attacked by a vicious cop who stuck an asp in your bicycle wheel spokes, none of that legally happened anymore, right?
Yeah, welcome to Legal Land, where everything's a fiction.
and I'm living in Saipan.
Oh.
Right. I mean,
cool. Legally.
All I'm trying to say is that I left the island of Saipan within 14 days of a declared emergency. The declared emergency is still going on, so as far as the United States Internal Revenue Service is concerned, I'm in Saipan.
Yeah, I mean, Legal Land is full of fictions, and this is one that people can really exploit to their advantage. I mean, a lot of people are thrown through the ringer on crimes, victimless crimes, that they haven't hurt anybody, and it ruins their record, hurts their ability to get jobs and move up in the world, and I want people to know that this exists. You don't have to use an attorney to do it. There's going to be probably no consequence if you fill out paperwork wrong. They'll just send it back to you. They did that for me several times. And I got through it. It took me about a year to follow up with them, make sure that everything happened correctly, and about $225, I think, total. So anyone can do this, and I recommend you try it. If you have a record that could be expunged, why not do it? I mean, you should do it, Ian.
I actually, after you had started the process, I did look into it, but I have got one conviction that requires 7 years. So I got another year and a half, basically, before I can
Which
do
one's
anything.
That?
The most ridiculous one, the one that you testified at.
Oh, that was the one that said that you basically...
I still can't explain what it was.
Yeah. The complaint of the state is that you and one of their employees didn't fill out government paperwork properly in the right order, in the right order, not improperly, but in the right order when you were attempting to make your name change from your original slave name, as you call it, to your Ian Freeman name, and that they wanted to throw you in jail for 6 months, and that's what they asked for at the sentencing hearing. I'm not making this up. I'm not talking about the top penalty.
Yeah. Well, I'd already changed my name legally. That was done. It was the licensing, the government license.
Right, but
driver's
how was your
process.
Name changed without a government license? I mean, you know, that's part of the paperwork that makes a name change a name change. That's why I say it's just out of order. One of their employees...
Was,
and you filed paperwork out of order, and you needed to go to jail for 6 months because reasons.
Yeah, and the charge is called unsworn falsification, so when somebody just looks at my record, it looks like I told a lie or somehow just swindled somebody or whatever, and that's not true whatsoever. So, and you're right, Derek, you know, people look at a record, and they usually don't ask questions about it, right? They'll just see a charge, and they'll say, oh, well, this person's trouble, and they don't want to hear an explanation. It's just, they just write you off based on what your record says.
Yeah, well, I'll bet a lot of your listeners out there do have charges that can be wiped off the books completely, mm-hmm. and I think it would benefit them to try.
You do want to take a, you know, make sure, even though you did this without an attorney, there are potential issues that could arise. It sounds like you encountered some at least somewhat friendly bureaucrats who were somewhat helpful with your process. That did happen with me as well. One of the first bureaucrats who, he works at the probation department, he called me up and said, hey, you know, if you go through with this, there's a chance that the court could rule against it, and then you can't file for 2 more years after that. So there is a penalty if you kind of screw up some sort of aspects of this. But as long as you're filing the paperwork after the time window has expired, it seems like a pretty safe thing to do. So you do need to do your research and try to read, I know it's frustrating, but try to read the government statutes that apply to find out, you know, first you got to figure out what your charges are, and then you got to figure out how long the window of time is that you have to wait past before you can file these things. So there are some steps you got
to
take.
Or you can go talk to three attorneys and get three quotes on mm-hmm. what they would charge to do this paperwork themselves. Admittedly,
it's probably going to be in the hundreds, I would imagine.
Hundreds of dollars in order to get a conviction that's causing difficulties for you.
Derek Jay did it on his own for like $250.
Yeah, he did it for $250, and that's great. But are your convictions preventing you from entering to Canada?
Mine are, but I really have no reason to go to Canada. So
I understand that. So if you don't want to spend $1,000 in order to go to Canada, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that you could do it, and there are people that would want to do that.
Yeah. Congratulations, Derek. I know that you've, you know, definitely been moving in a different direction over the last several years. You're working in the financial industry now, basically, with AnyPay, and that means that having a criminal record could be even more detrimental. So it seems like it was the right choice to make.
It totally was. There's a great lawyer in New Hampshire that I recommend to your listeners named Evan Knappen. He's probably a friend of the show, and he's definitely a friend to Liberty in New Hampshire. So Evan Knappen can help wipe people's records if you're within the window. So I would
he's
help
helped me with issues. I've consulted with him on issues, too.
I presume this is something people can do in all 50 states, but, you know, it's not a bad idea to talk to somebody that's gone through the process at the very least, even if it's not another attorney, to find another person who knows about it, because it can be a little overwhelming starting from scratch trying to pore over state statutes and understand what they mean and follow, you know, the various different legalese. Derek Jay, was there more you wanted to share? Was that it?
Nope. Crime spree's over.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Good luck out there, and we'll talk to you soon. There's more on the way. You can join us here on the radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733 in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And want to say thanks to Ryan Johnson, who is a Free Talk Live Silver Amplifier. Ryan contributing $5 a month to the Free Talk Live AMP program to help us get on more radio stations, bring new internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So thank you to Ryan and all the other amplifiers for doing that. And you get some cool perks as a result if you join the AMP program. Again, it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. You can do it with your credit card, debit card, PayPal, and if you really want, Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And then coming up, we were talking about our Discord and how great it is. Teddy Graham just posted in their Reason.com piece published earlier this week, Miami police now setting up mask traps, issuing $100 fines to people for wearing masks improperly. We will go to your calls first. So Mike is on the line in Colorado, listening via our Discord server at discord.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, good afternoon, guys. Thank you so much for taking my call. Sure. What a great interview with Derek just earlier. This is Mike from the Freedom's Corner Restoring Liberty show. But I had a couple of comments. So I was just looking into his interview or his kind of his documentary. And libertarian activist Derek Freeman chronicles his arrest and incarceration for five crimes, videoing police, dancing in public in a public place, smoking cannabis, wearing a hat in court, and riding a bike. And it's kind of interesting because, you know, he says that he realized that the problem wasn't those on high. It was the people that, like me, down low. The problem wasn't the chain of command, but the chain of obedience. Mm-hmm. And, you know, those are some very powerful, some very powerful words. And I totally agree with Derek. And I really support his cause after looking into it here. And I just wanted to kind of voice that. And, you know, I mean, thank you guys for always letting me come on. But
so you haven't seen the movie? You haven't seen Victimless Crime Spree?
I've heard of it, actually. I haven't gotten a chance to watch the whole thing on YouTube. I'm going to, but I just wanted to kind of echo that sentiment of really supporting him. And, you know, I really appreciate what his mission. So.
Well, thank you. I'm sure, I mean, I can't speak on his behalf, but as the producer of the film, I would say thank you for that. I definitely appreciate it, Mike. And thanks for the call tonight, dude. And enjoy the movie, okay? Let us know what you think about it when you're done watching it. Derek Day's Victimless Crime Spree, you can watch it online over at victimlesscrimespree.com. It's free.
Isn't there a 60-minute version and a 90-minute version?
There is. There is actually like a trimmed down, if you're really pressed for time,
I guess,
watch the shorter version.
I must say, as somebody who doesn't watch everything that the Liberty Movement says, this is important to watch, that my 90 minutes was very well spent watching this movie.
I agree.
It's well done. And my favorite part is when they mistake Derek Jay wearing a gray fedora for another activist wearing a gray fedora.
Yeah.
They had actually, these people had the hubris to ban Derek Jay from the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't walk in. So by this other guy walking in, they presumed
it was him.
They send out this overweight cop to chase him down, and he runs away. And then you've got this, you know, like the Keystone Cops kind of music playing. I don't remember what it is, Benny Hill music, but it was just hilarious.
It was, and it is timeless. I think it's going to be always a good one to watch. 855 450 free is our toll free line. One of the things that Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree really focuses on is the absurdity of the police enforcing these victimless crimes when they could be going after real crimes, you know, with murderers and rapists and things like that. But now in Miami, the police are setting up mask traps. They're spending their, 39, I think, officers that they put on a mask task force of some sort, mask enforcement squad. The mask force. And now they are handing out fines because that's one of the things the cops do best is revenue generation.
Yeah.
They're out there. They're not keeping you safe. They want to write you a ticket. But they are, of course, couching it in the idea that, oh, well, we're just here to keep people safe.
Right. And so for one thing, you ask what the mask is about. You know, ask yourself, what is the mask about?
Obedience.
And it depends on the situation. So if you're in a small room, say a sauna with somebody, and you're both wearing masks and, you know, you're expiring and people are coming in and coming out all the time and they're expiring, there's nothing you can do. No mask is going to make a difference. If you're in a 8x8 room that everybody's yicking yakking in and these kind of things. If you're in a big room, then maybe you want to keep some of the that has bad ventilation. Maybe you want to keep some of the viral load down. A mask might do some good. Outside, where somebody, and this is happening here with these cops, where somebody may be wearing the mask just over their mouth, but not over their nose.
Yep.
Well, outside, the mask is intended to prevent you from, while you're talking, spitting, you know, stuff in people's eyes and that sort of thing. So, you know, like, the thing is that masks have become good luck charms. They're lucky rabbit's feet because people aren't even understanding what they're intended to do. At least this
people
is my understanding of it.
They just know that they've been told to do it.
Right. And the cops have been told you can give tickets instead of educating people on how to properly wear a mask and perhaps coming to a conclusion that may be different than their own. Listen there, Dudley Do-Right. Wearing a mask over your mouth outside is completely acceptable.
Well, I don't accept it. I'm not interested in wearing a mask at any point. But we go on here with a story from Reason.com. It's been less than 2 weeks since Miami-Dade County announced it would be fining people for not wearing masks in public. Already, Florida media outlets are filled with stories of people cited for wearing masks improperly, lowering their masks to sip a drink, or removing their face coverings once outside of a store, which see that happening all the time.
Yeah, that's
here.
What I do.
On
I
Thursday,
take it off.
The Miami Herald reported the Miami-Dade Police Department has issued 162 citations for violating the county's mandatory mask ordinance, which comes with a $100 penalty. That's a nice amount of money right there, huh? $16,000 right there for the Miami Police Department. That'll help cover those cops' costs.
$16,000 isn't much for a cop. I mean, that's barely covering a month's pay and benefits.
Well, they're still taxing people for that, so it's over and above what they already have coming in. You know, they're paid fine, right? Like, they're not going to go short on pay. They're taxing people. It's property and other things, sales tax for that down in Miami. So this is over and above that.
It'd allow them to re-outfit a cop cruiser, Mask Force One.
One woman, Joanna Gianni, says she removed her mask in the parking lot of a Publix grocery store in North Miami Beach when a police officer approached her and wrote her a ticket for not wearing a mask. Gianni told the Herald the parking lot was nearly empty, and that she felt like she was set up by the police. She's not the only one. The ABC affiliate Local 10 reported Dean Gonzalez was fined while leaving a North Miami Beach Publix because his mask didn't cover his nose. The encounter was captured on video. In it, an officer can be heard telling Gonzalez that improper mask usage is as bad as not wearing a mask at all. Gonzalez accused the cops of setting up a mask trap and said they threatened him with arrest if he didn't sign the ticket that he was issued. And I did try to find that video, but the article that I originally found about it was not linking to it, even though they mentioned that it exists. So thanks, news people. NBC Miami reports that Miami-Dade police conduct 500 supposedly random compliance checks each day to enforce the county's public health ordinance. They also identified one Wawa convenience store where 8 people were cited over 2 days for not wearing masks, suggesting the police are indeed setting up mask traps. Mask mandates have proliferated across the United States as a way of combating the spread of COVID-19, or so they claim.
Why are people leaving the city to go to the countryside? Oh, it's so terrible that people would leave the city. You put your mask on, citizen, we're going to fine you $100 and you go to jail.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, these people, these bureaucrats, these officious a-holes in the cities, they don't... The people that can move are going to move, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to leave. All this has to do, because, you know, all it has to do is that little tipping point is reached emotionally, and you say, you know what, I've had it with the city. And then you leave. Now,
and that's happening.
Those of us from Florida don't actually consider Miami to be Florida anyway. It's just a different place. And
what is it, North Cuba?
I wouldn't call it that. I would call it a different place.
All right.
Miami-Dade is just a different place than where I'm from.
I've never been there.
I've been there several times. And it's nothing like the rest of Florida.
Interesting.
And, you know, I wouldn't... When you're talking about the real estate prices there and everything else, I'd just get out.
Even San Francisco, which is a large city with a mask mandate, I think it's like the third largest metro in the United States, if I recall correctly. It's humongous. San Francisco's only issued 26 citations. Of course, that may be because everyone's staying inside. We had a caller from San Francisco the other night who says it's still a ghost town, that there's hardly anybody on the streets out there. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Mask mandates, are they coming to a city or town near you? Well, our very own Keene, New Hampshire, is about to vote on that very question within a week. It's Free Talk Live. Hour 2's next.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out Intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.